Welcome to Telecom Trends USA. I'm Alex.
And I'm Taylor. Two opposite bets this week. Comcast is splitting content from connectivity, while Verizon is writing big checks for Spectrum and pulling a regional carrier into its orbit. One of those bets will misread where value shows up next. Let's get into it.
Comcast first. On June 29th, Comcast said it will spin off NBC Universal and the UK-based Sky into a separate publicly listed media company, with the separation expected to take about a year. Mike Cavanagh will become CEO of the media unit, and former Comcast CFO Michael Angelakis will lead the remaining Comcast connectivity business. Shares jumped double digits intraday on the announcement, and Brian Roberts said the separation would unlock a more entrepreneurial management approach.
Why should a connectivity strategist care? Comcast still runs broadband and mobile to 65 million U.S. homes.
Two reasons. One, capital clarity. Unbundling media earnings from broadband mobile makes a cleaner case to reinvest in plant upgrades, fiber to the home in edge markets, and to lean into MVNO scale economics for Xfinity Mobile. Two, optionality. Multiple reports flagged investor chatter about a future cable tie-up or deeper coordination with Charter, even if Comcast says sales aren't on the priority list. A narrower Comcast can chase access network plays without carrying streaming losses.
Or it just exposes the slowdown. Cord-cutting crushed video margins, broadband growth is cooled, and fixed wireless access from Verizon and T-Mobile is nibbling at cable. If performance doesn't reaccelerate, a split won't fix churn or pricing pressure.
Risk is real. But a clean separation lets management attack churn and ARPU without media cross-subsidies in the mix. Earlier this year, Comcast already spun off cable networks like MSNBC and E! Into Versant. This continues that path. If Peacock does turn a quarterly profit, as some execs have said could happen, the media unit stands on its own, while the access business focuses on DOCSIS 4.0 rollouts and mobile bundling to defend share.
Then execution is everything. Over the next 12 months, Comcast has to renegotiate MVNO terms and push convergence offers that blunt FWA churn. If the split doesn't change bargaining power with wireless partners or households, it's just accounting.
Agreed. Now Verizon. Reuters and the Wall Street Journal reported Verizon was a big winner in the FCC's latest spectrum auction, spending roughly $3.2 billion, and, per Communications Today, winning 82 licenses. T-Mobile was also cited as a major winner. This wrapped late last week.
Bands and markets matter. Do we know where?
Public write-ups are light on band specifics, but the two hard numbers still matter. A $3.2 billion check. That's capacity commitment. And 82 licenses. That's geographic breadth. It lines up with analyst commentary that Verizon wants to preserve network leadership.
Meanwhile, the cost stack is rising. Think the $190 million Wi-Fi calling patent verdict and lingering outage optics. Does more spectrum improve returns, or is it just keeping pace with T-Mobile?
The bet pays off two ways: enterprise 5G and FWA. More mid-band or supplemental licenses, lower marginal cost per bit. That lets Verizon price FWA more aggressively in cable-strong zip codes and sell higher SLA enterprise bundles. And building on last week's episode about Verizon's Starlink resilience offers for enterprises, more spectrum strengthens the terrestrial leg of those uptime guarantees. If they lift attach rates on premium tiers, the spectrum is accretive.
The catch: T-Mobile's mid-band footprint is already efficient. If Verizon is paying up just to match capacity, ARPU lift could disappoint. The near-term tell is FWA net adds versus promo intensity in Q3 to Q4. If gross adds rise without acquisition costs ballooning, the new licenses are pulling their weight.
On to consolidation. Carolina West Wireless, a regional carrier in northwestern North Carolina, announced it is shutting down service on September 2026, transitioning customers to Verizon. Customers can begin porting July 1, 2026, and Verizon is offering a $150 MasterCard per line for those switching before July 30th. The carrier serves 11 counties and previously sold spectrum to Verizon in June 2023.
That's a clean handoff. Who benefits most?
Verizon. The CEO of Carolina West put it plainly. The industry increasingly requires greater scale and investment, This folds a rural footprint into Verizon's retail machine and touches Carolina West's Bark Mobile and Clearstream FWA offerings. It's a targeted bolt-on without the headline M&A price tag, and it reduces Verizon's roaming exposure in those counties.
And who loses? Rural consumers could face fewer choices as one brand exits. Smaller carriers elsewhere will notice. If they can't fund 5G builds and device subsidies, they're on borrowed time. Any regulatory risk?
Less than a national merger, but not zero. Watch state-level engagement and any FCC conditions on rural coverage or pricing. The timeline is fixed. Service ends by September 30th, 2026. So expect a tapering of Carolina West spend and a Verizon-led ramp in those counties as the porting window opens July 1st, 2026, with that $150 per line offer through July 30th.
Pulling it together, money is flowing away from content bundles and into access networks and spectrum. Comcast is trying to buy flexibility on broadband and mobile. Verizon is buying capacity and retail reach. Bargaining power shifts to whoever can set bundle economics. MVNO terms on cable side and cost per GB on Verizon's.
And the trade-off is stark. If Comcast secures cheaper wholesale and pushes converged offers, FWA pressure eases, and DOCSIS 4.0 spend looks smarter. If not, Verizon's $3.2 billion plus 82 licenses and the Carolina West fold-in lower its costs right where cable is strong.
The one big thing to watch now, whether Comcast, focused on access and mobile, tightens MVNO terms over the next 12 months. Because if it doesn't, Verizon's spectrum buys and that regional absorption give it more room to squeeze cable MVNO economics before Charter or Comcast can answer at scale.
That's all for today.